Nation. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a new ordinance in Seeger is banning a popular beach activity. Lisa G. has more.
Just ahead of Memorial Day, town officials are placing a ban on beachgoers from digging sand holes that are too deep. The holes can't be deeper than 12 inches or above the knees of the shortest person in a group, whichever is shallowest, and you also can't bury a person in the sand. Seaside Heights and Belmar also have similar ordinances. There has been a deadly sand cave-in at the Jersey Shore when two siblings visiting from Maine got trapped, killing the brother in Tom's River in 2022.
A ghastly find in the marshes of Egg Harbor Township turned out to be a hoax. A fisherman found what he thought was a child's body lying in a marshy area of Ocean Drive off Longport Boulevard about 7 a.m. Wednesday. The body, wrapped in a blanket and duct tape, was within walking distance of the roadways. An investigation revealed the body was a lifelike silicone doll. And now cops want to know who tossed it there. In a Facebook post, the cops say they're thankful it was not a real child, but also they say valuable resources were wasted on the investigation. Mayor Dan Roderick says Tom's River has begun the restoration of the beaches on the barrier island ahead of the Memorial Day weekend. The beachfront took a heavy pounding from recent storms. Roderick says he has asked the state and the Army Corps of Engineers to come up with a long-term solution to the beach erosion. He says last year, Tom's River spent more than $500,000 on restoration of the beach, only for the work to be washed away weeks later. The IRS says it is sitting on more than $1 billion in refunds that have remained unclaimed because people haven't filed their 2020 tax returns yet. In New Jersey, the IRS estimates that over 24,000 people are owed over $27 million, with the average refund check totaling $920. Mark Stieber with Jackson Hewitt Tax Services has some advice for filers.
If you don't keep your address of record updated with the post office and the IRS and the Social Security Administration, some money might not make its way to you.
And the deadline to file 2020 tax returns is May 17th. The 2020 filing deadline was pushed to May 17th because of COVID. Now the Rue Insurance Business Report. Hyundai Elantras are at the top of the list of the most stolen cars, according to the National Insurance Crime Bureau. Full-size pickup trucks used to top the list. But as of 2023, Elantras had more than 48,000 thefts reported across the nation. Hyundai and Kia combined make up six of the 10 most frequently stolen vehicles. Thefts of those have surged since 2020 by as much as 1,000%. That's around the time that videos of how to steal the cars spread on TikTok. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 331 points to 39,387. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Rue Insurance for benefits, business, and personal insurance. Visit RueInsurance.com. The heat has gone away for now. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up, and New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.